in the page B1. The outline in the page B1. This year, 2017, is 100 years old of True Jesus Church. If you look into a person in the age of 100 years old, how will you feel? How do you feel? You look at a person 100 years old. First, the person must be very much blessed, right? So he can live 100 years. The second, you look into the person, probably very slow to move or bedridden, right? Or mentally already in decline, right? This is human being, right? Second, if you look into a company in 100 years old, how do you feel? Right now, can you think about any company 100 years old? Which one? Ford, 100 years, yeah, because you don't drive the car, right? Other than that? Because the society keep on changing, right? 100 years old, the company probably cannot last so long, right? So if a company can last 100 years, the company must be gone through a lot of inside renewal, right? Internal renewal. Otherwise, cannot survive 100 years. But if we look into the church, a church 100 years, this is something very unique topic. How come? Because church is not a person. Church is not a company. Even a country. United States had how many history? How long are the history of United States? 400 yet. Even not 300 yet. Right? 200 something years, right? How many countries in the world can last more than 300? Which one? We have gone through a lot of change of regime, right? So in terms of country, it cannot last too long, right? And TJC 100. So this year we have a service especially for Thanksgiving service to remember the heritage of spirituality and the grace, 100 years of heritage and spirituality and grace of TJC. This is a historical moment because, first one, if TJC can last 100 years, another 100 years, right? Who can attend the 200th centennial, 200 years memory, the celebration or Thanksgiving service? Nobody can do it, right? Right now you are 17, 18, 100 more years is 117. Is that possible? Well, probably, right? The second, even more impossible, is what? The world probably cannot last another 100 years, right? Because the generational norm in the eyes of God so corrupted. The city of Sodom is so corrupted, all ended in destruction. If we compare this generation, is even more corrupted than the generational norm or the city of Sodom. So probably cannot last one more 100 years. We are going to view the TJC, the True Jesus Church, 100 years old, from the book of Acts. First, why we have to look at church from the book of Acts? This is a very crucial, right? Why is X is relevant to True Jesus Church? First, we think about when the Bible talks about X, X of what? X is X of what? The act of apostle, right? There's another definition. X is the act of, besides act of apostle, is the act of what? Holy Spirit, yes. When Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus already ascended to heaven, right? Then how can the commission of Jesus been carried out? Is carried out by apostles or disciples. So the book of Acts is the Acts of Apostles. But Jesus sent down the Holy Spirit. So before his ascension, he specially say, you have to wait in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Spirit. Right? And then you should go out to preach the gospel. So the apostle or disciple is only a vessel. It's only a vessel. But the one who really guides the evangelical work, the one who really established the church, the one who really expands the ministry of God is the Holy Spirit. God's still working through the Holy Spirit. So the book of Acts is the Acts of Apostles. Is also the act of the Holy Spirit. So in the book of Acts, chapter 1, you will read the chapter 1. Can you find one verse which is the theme of the book of Acts? Acts chapter 1, verse 8, right? So Acts chapter 1, verse 8 is just like a script. If you want to shoot a movie, you have to have a script first. If we want to build a house, then what should you do? You need to a blueprint, right? You cannot lay out the foundation without blueprint. The blueprint will tell you how wide, how long, how tall, where is the window, what is the roof, everything. You have the complete design of the blueprint and approved by the city hall. You get a permit, and then you start to build the house from the blueprint. Now, we want to build a church, right? And what is the blueprint of building a church? The blueprint of building the church is the book of Acts. How should TJC be built? Then we have to follow the book of Acts to build True Jesus Church. We know that in the time of Noah, God tried to destroy that generation. But before God's justice been done, God always has a merciful way. And God commanded Moses, Noah, to build an ark. And especially, God gave all the dimension: how long, how wide, how tall, and where should open the window. And this ark is for survival, for salvation, for those who come into the ark. So this ark cannot be built by Noah's own will, right? He had to build exactly according to God's instruction. Because how can the ark survive the flood? Only God knows. Even Noah, he did not know. And church is the ark of the last days. Before Jesus' justice been done, which means in his second coming. In his second coming, the justice will be done. And the mercy of God will come first. And mercy of God is to build a spiritual ark, and which is the body of Christ, which is the two churches. So after the two churches been built up and spread around all over the world, and then Jesus' second coming will be realized. If we want to build a church, we have to follow the book of Acts. That is the reason we view TJC 100 years from the book of Acts. We look into the teaching material. First one, the mission of the church. The church. How do we define the church? Is the church any different from worldly organization? Of course it's different. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Church of God. And church is Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood. Purchase means what? Jesus Christ paid a price. And purchase means a change of the ownership. And who was purchased by his own blood? It is you and me. When were you purchased by Jesus Christ? In the time of baptism. And then since it's purchased, right, the ownership has been changed. Before we are purchased by Jesus Christ, whom do we belong to? We belong to Satan. Everyone, by default, we belong to Satan because we have sinned. And when did we, were we purchased? When? When were we purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ? Baptism, yes. During the time of baptism, right? In the name of Jesus, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, according to the teaching of the Bible, the blood of Jesus Christ is in the water to wash away our sin. So in that right moment, we die with Jesus, we bury with Jesus, and we resurrect with Jesus. And that moment, we are purchased. We change the owner from owned by Satan to become owned by God. So, living in the world, we have no choice. Being enslaved either by Satan or by God, right? Because we are purchased by his blood. And verse, the one we just read, right? This is the church. So, church is the body of Christ. And church is a group of people. It's a group of people who receive the water baptism and sin being washed away. That group of people called church. So point one, it's purchased by his blood. So in the eyes of God, church are very precious. Church are very precious. How come? Because Jesus used his own blood, used his own life to purchase the church. So in the eyes of God, we are very precious. Now, we look into the item number two, one body. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. One body. Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope
of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. Here, totally, there are seven oneness. And the first oneness is one body. And what does one body mean? In the last chapter, in the chapter 1, last verse, is it body is a what? Church is a body of Christ. So one body means the church. So there is only one church. And then, in the world, right? There are so many churches. There are so many churches. I think more than 1,000 different churches. Then, church is a body of Christ. There is only one body. Means there is only one church. And which church really is the one church? Every church, they proclaim they are the one church. Catholic Church, Mormon Church, or the Seventh-day Adventist Church, or Jehovah's Witness, they all have the concept of one true church. So the concept of one true church is not only through Jesus Church. Many churches, they have the concept of one true church. And this one true church must have fulfilled the following requirement. The second one is one spirit. One spirit means what? Holy Spirit. The church must have Holy Spirit. And speaking in tongue is the evidence of receiving Holy Spirit. So we know 99%, more than 99% of church, they don't pray in Holy Spirit. So if you go any church, other than Pentecostal church, they don't pray in spirit. They only pray in the words of understanding. Why? Because they don't have Holy Spirit. So this one body, body only have spirit, dwell in the body, and this body has a life. And the spirit come out of the body, and this is a dead body without life. The church must have Holy Spirit, so the church has the life of God inside. If the church don't have Holy Spirit, the church has no life of God inside. So this is the second criteria. And then, if we continue, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The baptism performed according to the Bible. And that, we use the seven oneness to examine every church one by one. Then you will come to a conclusion. True Jesus Church is a one body of Christ. So one body is true Jesus Church. So that is the reason when we try to build a church, and our church should be exactly the same with the church in apostolic times. Because in the time of apostolic church, there is only one church. How come there come so many churches? It's because of Martin Luther in Bach religious reformation about four or five centuries ago, right? So a lot of new churches just came out, coming out. Before that time, there's only one church. But after the second century, the original apostolic church gradually penetrated by heresy, and the teaching in the Bible was not in the church. In the second century, the Holy Spirit gradually disappeared from the church. That church eventually become so-called, right nowadays, Catholic Church. So in terms of history, yes, Catholic Church is the longest one. But in terms of the true church, everybody knows Catholic Church has no Holy Spirit. So not until 1970, the Holy Spirit descend in the world and then to reestablish true Jesus Church. Also, we look into B. The mission, proclaim the gospel and make disciples of all nations. Jesus' commission given to the apostle in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, we are all very familiar. Jesus sent the disciples out and asked them to proclaim the gospel. Those who believe will be saved, but those who don't believe will be condemned. So the apostle just went out and preached the gospel, and God used a miracle, wonders, and signs to accompany them, to testify the gospel is come from God. So Mark chapter 16, the mission program gospel, and the disciple all nation being given to the apostle. We look into item number one. The disciple preach everywhere. We can read Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the work through the accompanying signs. So the first church been established in Acts chapter 2 because the apostle followed the commission of Jesus and to preach the gospel, and God walked with them. So the first church was established. Now we look into point number three. TJC. The mission of the TJC is to restore the apostolic church. Restore the apostolic church. Why the church had to be restored? If we look into the church history, Martin Luther, he read the Bible, and he find out the Catholic Church had a lot of erroneous teaching, a lot of teaching not following the Bible. So he wrote down 99 mistakes of Catholic Church and posted in the front door of the church. So Catholic Church want to kill him. He just run away. And because of this, and later on, the religious reformation was done. But Martin Luther only changed part of the church back to the teaching of the Bible. A lot of teaching of the Bible still missing in nowadays among the Christianity. So we know second century, the true church already been lifted up back to heaven. The true church is not in the world. And then not until the end of 19th century, at the beginning of 20th century, the Holy Spirit descend and to rebuild the church again. Also, True Jesus Church has a mission, which is to restore the apostolic church. And this is our mission, to restore the apostolic church. Now we look into number one. Two seasons of rain. Let's read the book of Joel. Chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain. And the latter rain in the first month, verse 24. The threshing flowers shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. Verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. Okay. Verse 24 talk about there are two raining seasons. And the rain in the Bible typify Holy Spirit. So there are two periods of time God will send down the Holy Spirit. The first time God sent down the Holy Spirit is in the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 1, they went up to Jerusalem in the upper chamber, and they prayed according to the promise of God. And Acts chapter 2, they received the Holy Spirit. And this is the first raining season. Holy Spirit come down the world. Then after they received the Holy Spirit and been filled by the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, then Peter stood up and started to proclaim the message of salvation. And 3,000 people was touched. And in one baptism, the first true church was established in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. 3,000 received the baptism. And then that church was established 2,000 years ago. So early rain come, then apostolic church was built up. Early rain come, and they start to sow the seed. And then when we read Acts chapter 1, verse 8, right? The gospel will be preached from Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, to the end of the world. In the book of Acts chapter 28, the gospel reached to Rome, right? And Paul was in Rome for a few years, right? But Acts chapter 1 say the gospel had to reach to the end of the world, and Rome actually was not the end of the world. If you look into the world map, in the first century, next time I'll show you the PowerPoint, it's easier to understand. The first century, gospel spread from Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea to right now Italy, the Rome. That's only, right? That is the first century. But Jesus Christ said he had to be reached to the end, right? And when second century, the gospel disappeared from the church. The gospel they preach is not a complete gospel. It's not a gospel of salvation. So who is going to fulfill the mission in Acts chapter 1, verse 8? You have to preach a complete gospel to the end of the world. Who is going to do that? Then we look into point B. Later rain, TJC. The beginning of 20th century, Holy Spirit sent down, and then God chose the early worker. There are three early worker of TJC, and God revealed them the essential truths of salvation. So the true church was established in 1917. So later rain, God established a true church. And the mission of the true church is spread the complete gospel to the end of the world before Jesus' second coming. Let's read Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this couple of the kingdom will be rich in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Look, this also what Jesus said. And this is a prophecy. The gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God, will preach in all the world. And as a witness to all the nation, all the world and all the nation, right? If this gospel is referring to the gospel nowadays being preached among the Christianity, then it's reached to the end of the world already. You go into the jungle in Africa, they read the Bible. We have been in Nigeria since 1979. Even in the 1979, you go to every village. Many church buildings already there. In the Sunday, everybody go to worship God. So if the gospel of the kingdom referring to the gospel preached among the Christianity, it already reached to the end of the world. Nowadays, everywhere there's a Christianity. Everywhere there's a Bible available. Everywhere you can see the missionary preaching the gospel. So it's obviously the gospel of the kingdom is referring to the complete gospel preached by the apostle in the book of Acts. And this complete gospel has been revealed to TJC in the beginning of 20th century. So the gospel entrusted by God to TJC will preach to all nations. And then the end will come. The end means what? Second coming of Jesus will come. And the second coming of Jesus, first, that will be the Jesus come with justice for judgment. And also the second coming of Jesus Christ, that will be the greatest day for those who receive the true gospel. Because that will be the wedding banquet, beginning of the wedding banquet. So TJC carry a great mission. Why? Because we have to proclaim the complete gospel to all nations before Jesus' second coming. So the mission of TJC is to restore the apostolic church, is to accomplish the unfinished job of the apostolic church. They only preach the gospel reached to Rome. Now we have to preach the gospel all over the world. And later on, if we look into the statistic, look into the map, we can understand TJC has been spread to five continents already, through the immigration, through the missionary trip, we almost reached to all the continent in Asia, and then reached to Europe, and reached to Africa, and reached to America, and reached to Oceania, Australia, that area. So all the five continents already have a TJC. Already have the base there. So right now, based on the base we have, we have to outreach to every corner. Once the gospel been reached to every corner, and according to the Bible, in the book of Romans, the last convert will be the Jews. And then there will be the second coming of Jesus Christ. So this is a script now written by God himself and hidden in the Bible. Since this is a script prepared by God himself, so the history will go according to the script. And when the history go to the end of the script, and then second coming of Jesus will happen. So we are carrying a very, very great responsibility. And it's also a great blessing. So, first one, why we have to view TJC in 100 years from the book of Acts? Because we are the one true church. In the later day, we have to finish the entrustment of Jesus, which was not accomplished in apostolic church. We have to finish the unaccomplished part. So that is the reason, mission of the church. Now, we're going to point two. Evangelical work when the gospel wants to reach to the end of the world, you have to go through evangelism, go out to spread the gospel, evangelical work. So in the book of Acts, we can see the evangelical work being carried out from Jerusalem to afar. Now we look back, huh? Look back to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the world. So we can see Jerusalem is the center. Where Jesus was crucified, where the apostolic church was built up, and through the missionary trip, then the gospel reached to Judea, and then further away to Samaria, and then to the end of the earth. So this is a prophecy of Jesus, right? Now we look into apostolic church. Peter preached in Jerusalem, and Paul proclaimed the kingdom during the missionary trip. So in the whole book of Acts, you can see two major workers. Acts chapter 1 to 12 is the worker of Peter. Acts chapter 13 to 28 is the worker of Paul. And these two workers put their work together, which means the gospel reached from Jerusalem to Rome. So today, now we look into item number two. TJC, early worker. If we look into the TJC early worker, the work that they do, mostly focus on Chinese. So some people say TJC is a Chinese church. If you read the book of Acts, you read from Acts chapter 1 until chapter 9, yes, all the apostolic church, they are all Jews. Yeah. All the other race, no part with that church. But Acts chapter 10 is a breakthrough. Cornelius is a Roman centurion who have been converted. That is a big breakthrough. And start from Acts chapter 10 onwards, especially Acts chapter 13, when Paul started to preach the gospel, then he outreached to different kind of race. Also, gospel being preached to different race, different race. So early worker, they start a ministry in China. Most of the members are Chinese, but if we look into the TJC history, in 1930s, gospel already reached to India. Right now, we have a few thousand of members in India. Not even one
is Chinese.
All the member in India is Indian.
All right.
And if we go to the Africa, besides South Africa, all the member, few thousand, even more than 10,000, not even Chinese, all are African. All right. Oh, South Africa, it a little bit different. Oh. South Africa have around 1,000 members, right? Oh. Right now, have one Caucasian. And other than one Caucasian, all are Chinese. They're immigrant. Oh, yeah. So, Philippines. If you go to Philippines, right? All the members in Philippines, not even one is Chinese, all the Filipino. All right. Thailand, all are Thailand local people, right? You can think about all other locations, right? Even Korea, right? All Korean. No. So if anybody say TJC is a Chinese church, it's not fair. It's not fair. In the beginning, yes. In that way. But after 1930s, it started to reach different kind of race, different kind of area. But eventually, just like Apostolic Church, it will cover all different kind of nations. So right now, even in the United States, if you visit a church in Dallas, right? And then you can see the multiple ethnic group. Even Tampa, right now, have many different races joined the TJC. So you can see a different kind of culture, different kind of races there. So gradually, the TJC were like Apostolic Church from Jerusalem in the beginning. From China and reach to Southeast Asia, India, and reach to further away to Europe, to United States, and to Africa. So, point two, the early worker. Point B. The later part of 20th century, the later part of 20th century, then we can see the more people are equipped with English. And English right now is an international language. And originally, the early worker, especially in Taiwan, they speak Japanese. So the worker being sent from Taiwan to help the ministry in Japan. In the early worker of Korea, because the early worker, they also speak Japanese. So part of the worker being sent to Korea to help the TJC there. But right now, most often the worker reach out to different culture because they speak English or they speak French. In the Africa, they speak French. So we can see from Jerusalem to afar right now realized in TJC. 1917 from China, Beijing, right now reached to everywhere. So the history has been duplicated, repeated again. So far we reached to point A. We have 2 minutes. Any question? Yeah, free to ask question. One of the very essential questions, but sometimes it's very difficult, is one true church. One true church. Because the more you study in the world, the more you find out there is nothing absolute. Right? In the university in the this kind of field, academic field, academic field, there's nothing absolute. So, but when we come to our faith, there's something absolute. God is absolute. The words of God absolute right. It's forever right. Right? So one true church, because if there is a God, there is a church, the true body of Christ, then it's absolute. So the more we study, and when we come to the church, more difficult we accept the one true church. The second reason, right now, among Christianity, they emphasize on so-called ecumenical movement. Ecumenical movement means we don't talk about the difference of doctrine. We only talk about the love of Jesus Christ. So under the love of Jesus Christ, they put aside all difference, then united one church. We will continue next section. Let's pray in silence.